From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a delight it is to come to you on this Friday in another edition of the Living Truth Radio program as we conclude our series on how to be a triumphant Christian. I trust that you've been with me over these past 2 weeks because we've been giving some elements on the concept of victorious Christian living. And personally, I believe that this has been a very applicable study because as a pastor, I know that there are many people who struggle in being a victorious Christian. They're saved, they're born again, but they just can't seemingly grow to the point where they are truly living for the Lord Jesus Christ and being victorious over the world and over the flesh and over the devil. Could that be you? I'm certain that there are many under the sound of my voice who are in that category today. So I believe this has been a very practical series, and I've shared with you 9 elements of the triumphal Christian. Today we're going to look at the 10th, but let me just review. First of all, we noted that to be a triumphant Christian, one must be certain of salvation. That's what I have called the fundamental factor, or the foundational factor. Then, one must yield to the Lordship of Christ. I've called that the controlling factor. Thirdly, one must flee from sinful situations. I've called that the separation factor. Number 4, one must study the Word of God daily. I've called that the defensive factor. Number 5, one must pray consistently. I've called that the strengthening factor. Number 6, one must confess all sin immediately. I've called that the fellowship factor. Number 7, one must fellowship with God's people. I've called that the encouragement factor. Number 8, one must be filled with the Spirit. I've called that the enablement factor. And yesterday, we looked at the 9th element of being the triumphant Christian, and that is one must be a witness to others. We must share our faith. We must be a soul winner. And I called that the evangelistic factor. Today, I'm going to look at a final factor, and I might say that there are more than 10 factors of being a triumphal Christian, and you can study them through on your own, I'm sure, but I know that these 10 will help you. They've helped me down through the years, and I trust that they will be a blessing to you. But the 10th point that I share with you is this: if we are going to be a triumphal Christian, then we must be watching for the return of Jesus Christ. We must be watching for the return of Christ. You know, on this program, for many years, I've been ending it by saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come back again today. And that is so true. The rapture could happen before the end of this program. The question is, are you watching for the rapture? Are you waiting for the rapture? Are you prepared for the rapture? And by that I mean, number 1, do you know Jesus Christ as Savior? And then secondly, are you living for Jesus Christ, your Savior? If we want to be a triumphal Christian, we should be watching for the return of Christ. In the book of Titus, chapter 2 and verse 13, it says this: looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's interesting there in Titus chapter 2 and verse 13, it talks about both elements of the second coming of Christ. The blessed hope is the rapture, and the glorious appearance is when he will come after the great tribulation and establish his kingdom on earth. But the rapture is the next thing to take place. It is the blessed hope. There is only one more prophecy to be fulfilled as we understand it, and that is the rapture, when Christ will come in the clouds of the air and catch those of us who are Christians up from the earth and take us home to be with him. That could happen today. Are you watching for it? Are you looking for it? Do you realize that it could happen at any time? Years ago, I knew an old preacher. And by the way, I'm getting into that category myself right now. But I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about another old preacher. He told me that every night when he went to bed, he would say, "Lord, good night. Maybe overnight you'll come for me and I'll be caught up to be with you in the air." And then when he would wake up in the morning, he would say, "Well, Lord Jesus, maybe this will be the day in which you'll come and catch me up to be with you in the air." Well, he said that every day. Of course, the Lord has since taken him home through death. But what I learned through this particular older preacher was the fact that he was ready for the return of Christ. He was constantly looking for the return of Christ. He knew that when he went to bed at night, that the rapture could happen overnight and he would go to be with the Lord. He knew that when the day dawned, that that could be the day of the rapture. He was living in light of the return of Christ. He was watching for the return of Christ. Are you? We should be. And you see, it is an element for triumphal Christian living. Turn with me, if you would please, to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, and I'd like to read verses 1, 2, and 3, where the Word of God says, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." And let me just pause there and say, thank God for his love. Amen? Thank God for his love in that he sent Jesus Christ into the world to suffer and bleed and die for us. But thank God for his love that when we trust Christ as Savior, we can be called and we do become one of his children. But notice verse 2, 1 John 3, 2. "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure." You see, that's a tremendous passage of Scripture. It tells us that, yes, indeed, now through faith in Christ, we are the children of God. And that when Christ appears, we will be like him. And that simply means that we'll be in our glorified body. And we don't know all about what that means. And that's what he means here when he says that it doth not yet appear what we shall be. I mean, we will be in our glorified body. We know that. But we've not experienced it yet. And we don't know exactly what it's going to be like to experience it. But we do know that we will be like him. But the fact of the reality that Jesus could come again today keeps us pure, as is brought out there in the third verse. In other words, watching for the return of Christ will keep us from sin. You see, we need to be reminded of the fact that Jesus really could come at any time. Over in the book of James, in chapter 5, in verse 8, it says this, "Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." That's what we mean when we talk about the imminent return of Christ. The second coming of Christ, the rapture, is imminent. And what that means is that it could happen at any moment. It really could. It really could, beloved. I've got about 3 minutes to go on this radio program. But it's so true that the rapture is so imminent that before I say amen to this program, I could be taken out of this world, and so could you be if you are a Christian. And the reality of the soon coming of Christ keeps us pure, is a motivation for us to be living in obedience to him, because when he comes, we don't want to be caught in sin or in compromising our testimony or in going against his will. You know, I loved my parents greatly when I was a child growing up. But you know, there was a time or two when I did something that, well, they told me not to do, and I thought I was getting away with it until they walked in on me doing it. And I did not appreciate that. I was embarrassed, I was ashamed, and I was in trouble. I remember one of those things is that my parents taught me never to play poker, never to play blackjack, because they always said that they were the devil's cards. And I believe that to this day. But one day when I was a teenager, Mom and Dad went out for the evening, and I invited some of the guys over to play cards. Guess who came home early? My parents. And boy, I tell you, I was in trouble. I never played another game of poker in my life. Well, yes, I love my parents. Yes, I like to see them, but I didn't want to see them when I was disobeying them. And that's what this idea of watching for the return of Christ will do for us. It will be a motivating factor for us to live a pure Christian life. So let's watch for the return of Christ and be ready for the return of Christ so that when Jesus Christ comes, we'll not be caught in sin, but that we will be caught in living a righteous life. Hallelujah. Well, I trust this series has been a blessing and has been advantageous to you. I trust that you are a triumphal Christian. Well, go to church on Sunday, and then the Lord willing on Monday, join us again right here on the Living Truth program, and we'll once again share the Word of God with you. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.